Even before the show begins, as two glittering skull and crossbone decorations come to puppety life to tell audience members where the emergency exits are, it is quite clear that this production of Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance is going to be more fun than a barrel of apples with a stowaway hiding in it. Wait, that's from a different pirate story. Ah, doesn't matter. Pirates are pirates. And at Santa Rosa Junior College, where Pirates of Penzance, with the initials P.O.P., is running as part of its annual summer repertory program, the pirates are popping and swooning and swashbuckling all over the place. Directed with unrestrained glee by Brian J. Markham, the 134-year-old comic opera fairly bursts with joyful invention and wicked exuberance as the young, playful cast retells the story of Frederick, a pirate apprentice, played by J. Clinton Boylan, who is torn between his crippling sense of piratical duty and his moral outrage against the institution of piracy. Drew Arisco gives Frederick's scalawag captain, the pirate king, a touch of Jack Sparrow's spaciness, and Sarah Carolyn Billings is charmingly sweet and dazzlingly strong-voiced as the lovely Mabel, daughter of the pirate-fearing Major General, played with dotty sincerity by Scott Fuss. There is some inspired choreography and many clever bits as the pirates attempt to kidnap the Major General's daughters, whom they wish to marry. The play was written in Victorian times, after all, so, of course, the pirates have honorable intentions. There is little that is unsavory or very realistic in The Pirates of Penzance, and that's just fine. As is clear from the enormous words hanging over the proscenium arch and the curtain, this Pirates of Penzance, with a happy exclamation point right there, is more about making a happy, joyful noise than it is about making a point. As the goofball sergeant of the police department, Joshua Downs is an absolute riot. Downs, who also plays the title character in SRT's other currently running show, Shrek the Musical, he plays the role of the sergeant as a soft-hearted teddy bear with wobbly coordination and a team of policemen who couldn't hurt a fly and dance like sleepy toddlers on their way to a nap. From beginning to end, Pirates works its charm with a sense of fluffy innocence, a reminder that sometimes laughter and a well-written song is a powerful inoculation against the ills of our time. That said, for those who need a bit more matter to their theatrical meat, more substance to their silliness, then don't miss the Imaginist Theatre Collective's final free performance of Lorca's The Billy Club Puppets, playing this Sunday, July 28th, at 4 p.m. in Santa Rosa's Finley Park. There is no company quite like the Imaginists for fusing mind-boggling entertainment with socially conscious undercurrents and even overcurrents. Whether you choose the Pirates or the Puppets, or both, do choose to let a theater in your life this weekend. It's good to be carried away, whoever or wherever you are. The Pirates of Penzance runs through August 7th at Burbank Auditorium, Santa Rosa Junior College, summerrep.com. The Billy Club Puppets plays this Sunday in Finley Park at 4 p.m. Visit theimaginists.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.